Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm going to go to your calls right away. I've got some people on hold. Few lines open for you, 715-845-2155. First up this morning, good morning and welcome to Feedback. Joyce.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for taking my
sure
phone
thing.
Call. First of all, I want to say a big shout out to thank all the people that are out there working. I appreciate you taking the time to work and not sitting on your duffs and getting government assistance. Because what the government wants is people to be subject under them and not do anything. So I want to thank all of those hardworking people, and you know who you are. Okay, the main point I want to call in on is for governor. Okay, if I heard right at one time on the station, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I know they have a write-in candidate. Please do not do that. Mm-hmm. Remember who is running. You're never going to have a perfect candidate. You're never going to. They're human. So if wasn't there a situation when Ross Perot had ran for president, and didn't we end up getting somebody that was not good for the country?
Yes, that is. You have a great point. And you know, writing campaigns don't work.
Yeah. So what I'm strongly suggesting, you got to think who is running. Okay, we got Tim Michaels. Like I said, no one's perfect.
Right.
But look at the obvious. Look at Evers. Like as I said before, he reminds me of the criminal on Dick Tracy cartoon. He reminds me of that I call the mole. So look at the record of Evers. He speaks with a forked tongue. And as you mentioned today, Meg, you made a great point. He's going all around in the state here handing out all this money because he figures he can buy votes. Remember, when you take money from someone like that, it isn't because they really care about you. It's that they want to enhance their power and their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Their power over us and their control over us. Yeah, we don't want four more years of Tony Evers. That's indeed true. Well, Joyce, thanks for your points. Thanks for hanging over during the break. I appreciate it very much. Hope you have a great day.
I will, thank you, and you have a good time off, too.
Thank you. Well, we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Next up, Marcy, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to posit a theory I have, and I'm serious about this theory. It's my view that some of these so-called Republicans are really ringers, or I really use the word double agent. I think they go under false pretense, like Cheney, Romney, Murkowski, and this chick from Maine, whose name I can't remember. But Republicans consistently vote against. I mean, it's unheard of for somebody in your own party voting to impeach your president. And you never see Democrats break ranks. Think about it. They don't. They're there and they hold tight. I think they probably get penalized if they ever thought to speak up. Yeah. But I am serious about this. This is just, it's, you say a lot or often about sticking together. Well, we have a real problem because that lady mentioned Perot. I think that was a total setup. I think it was a ringer setting in there to throw off the election. I'm serious about this. I think people are sent in there just to disturb the vote and give you an impression of one thing, but they really are not legit.
Well, and I think, too, Liz Cheney sort of does represent maybe the old guard in the Republican Party, you know, obviously coming a product of Dick Cheney. And I think we need to move beyond the Cheneys and move beyond a lot of the establishment politicians that it doesn't matter what side of the aisle they're on. It's as if they move in lockstep with one another. So, well, Marcy, thanks for calling in. Great point.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hey, Meg, good morning. Just wanted to weigh in again on Liz Cheney. She has epitomized, in my mind, the establishment. Her arrogance is unbelievable. You know, for her to say that she single-handedly is going to keep Donald Trump from getting anywhere near the White House, what's she going to do, kidnap him? You know, I thought we had these things called elections that get to determine, you know, what the people want and that the people get to determine, you know, who is going to represent them as president, you know. And so, I mean, this is, it's unbelievable to me. And I have fears that they're going to use the monkeypox, or they're going to use polio, or some other sort of disease process, and ratchet up the fear porn, and try to look for some excuse to shut everything down, and some other mechanism of stealing the election again. I mean, these people, their arrogance has no boundaries.
Yep. Well, great points. Thank you. We have to be ever vigilant. Hey, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. This is Floyd calling from Merrill.
Hi, Floyd.
If you, by any chance, and you're very busy, did you see any of the openings and closing ceremonies of the Commonwealth Games in England?
I did not, but
okay.
Feel free to share.
Well, you folks got to go take a look at that. When you see the slaves pulling a gigantic figure of a bull. Now, the gigantic figure of the bull is the ancient god Baal. And it shows them pulling him out. The prince was there. His wife was there. They put this all on. So you are engaged in a heavy spiritual war right now. And I think, unfortunately, Christians, we've been kind of run down and run over for a long time, but I think there's some big stuff going afoot. I'm a serious believer in these ancient gods still being about.
Oh, yeah.
And folks, turn that on, look at it, and it'll explain why the world's in the shape it's in. So God bless everybody.
Thank you. It's a very chilling reminder, that's for sure. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Yeah, Meg, this is K-Man from down in the Austin area. I got a little bit of an example of how to look at the election, because I voted for Rebecca myself, but if you're watching a football game or the Packers and Aaron Rodgers gets injured and they put in the second stringer, do you quit cheering for the team, or do you, because you're mad, or do you support the team anyway?
I say, bring Brett Favre back.
So, I mean, that's what you got to look at.
Yeah, it's a good, very good point.
I mean, she was the prime candidate, but she's injured. She's on the injured reserve list now, but we got to support the whole team.
Amen. Amen. I agree. It was tough for me to come to that.
And then one more comment is, how come none of the Republicans are calling for Biden impeachment?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody ask for an impeachment of Biden, and you know he's guilty of with the Hunter stuff.
But yeah, it's a very fair point, and
they should go on the offense and make the Democrats on defense instead of the other way around.
That's a great point, and it's something that the Republicans never seem to be able to do, is to
offense. I know.
It's frustrating, very frustrating, and if only they listened to this program, K-Man.
Yep, that's for sure.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay, Rebecca, have a great day.
Have a great day. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. So I saw this. Oh, dare I even talk about this? I will quickly, and then I'll take a few more calls. This headline, 44, listen to this, 44% of pregnant women miscarried after receiving the Pfizer COVID shot. Did you hear that? 44% of pregnant women miscarried after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Share that number far and wide. If that doesn't make you suspect of our federal government, if that doesn't make you want to reject anything from Big Pharma, if that doesn't make you question what those in big healthcare are doing to our country, I don't know what will. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. This is Chris. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Chris?
I am doing fine. Hey, I wanted to comment on the guy who was talking about the bull at the Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
I'm from Birmingham, England originally, now live in the Stevens Point area, and there was a market in Birmingham, England, called the Bull Ring, where a lot of the meat sellers went. So the bull is a symbol of Birmingham. So I understand what he said about religion and everything, but it is going way, way back to the Bull Ring and the Bull Ring Shopping Center in Birmingham, England.
Well, hey, thanks for that information. I'm not going to let you get off the phone because I love your accent. So,
well, thank you very much.
Tell me why you how you ended up in Point.
It's a long story. I started with General Motors in Detroit, Michigan, and met my wife in Northern Michigan. We ended up getting married, moving to your favorite state of Florida. And now my in-laws have a fishing resort in Fremont. And we moved up from Florida to Fremont to help them out. And that's pretty much the story in a nutshell from 30 years.
Cool. So a fishing resort. So what lake is it on?
It's actually on the Wolf River.
Oh, on the Wolf River.
Blue Jay Fishing Resort on the Wolf River.
Blue Jay Fishing. So, okay, so don't laugh. So what kind of, is it panfish, walleye?
They do the white bass come in May.
Okay.
They have a white bass run, and then they do walleye and catfish the rest of the year round.
So you're part of the resort. So I presume that in addition to fishing, there are a bunch of cabins and
yes.
Maybe other.
Yeah, they have cabins that they rent out. They have campsites, and they have a couple of campers that they rent out.
Oh, cool. So tell me again, what's the name of the resort?
Blue Jay.
Blue Jay. Okay, cool.
Yes,
well, that's excellent. So are you working at the resort, or are you just...
I'm driving for a living. I actually do DoorDash. I'm retired, and I do DoorDash during the day.
Okay.
But I work with David of Stevens Point on the Stump Tom songs.
Oh, you do? Excellent.
So the one that was from Chris and David the other day
that was
with
you?
David Bowie pinup.
Okay. Well, hey, I hope that you keep sending them in. I mean, I'm always, and now that I've made the connection with you, I would imagine you can, I'll remember this conversation. And for our listeners that aren't aware of, we do a segment during the Wisconsin Morning News between the 6:30 and 7 o'clock hour called Stump Tom, in which we try to stump Tom with the name that tunes. And it's seven songs and the artists and a theme, and we try to keep it within Tom's wheelhouse, which is amazing. I mean, he's got a pretty broad wheelhouse to begin with, but 60s, 70s, 80s, and usually cut it off around mid 80s. But he's phenomenal, don't you think?
It's amazing that, you know, you'll get two notes into a song and he'll go, yep, I know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, and he rattles off the name of the song and the artist as well. So yeah, it's a great game. And if you want to join in the fun, I always say, and send me your suggestions for topics, megaonair@mwcradio.com. Well, I'm so glad that you called in this morning, Chris. It was great to hear from you, and I hope you continue to consider sending in Stump Toms and call in again anytime.
I have another idea that I'm working on, but I will do. Thanks, Meg.
Thank you. Have a great day. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Hey, in the meantime, I want to share this with you. A few goings-on around central Wisconsin. I'll share one, and then I'm going to jump. I see the phone lines are lit up again. Empowered Dream Hunts is sponsoring a fundraiser campaign, or excuse me, a fundraiser banquet for their organization this coming Saturday, August 20th. Starts at doors open at 3:30, starts at 6 p.m. That's when dinner is served at the Rib River Ballroom. Acuity is what they call it now. There are a few tickets left, according to our friend Joe. So call 715-693-3322. You can also learn more about the organization Empowered Dream Hunts, INC, like Inc., .org. 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to make a comment about the fellow who was asking about why the Republicans do not go after the Democrats.
Yes, lay it on me.
If you ever stop and think about it, maybe they're trying to save us some money because they're going up against a group of people that are outnumbering them, and they wouldn't be able to win that anyway.
All right, so I'm not following you, but it could be sleep deprivation.
Well, Democrats have control over the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the, you know, presidents. Right. So if they're going to impeach, they have to go through those
channels. Yep.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're right.
If they all stick together like glue, whether it's right or wrong, they're going to do what they feel is best for them.
Yeah, well, and great points. And I mean, far be it for us to compliment the Republicans on a strategy, but maybe that's it. And maybe they're waiting for the midterms. And you know,
exactly.
I know that there's lots of promises that they're making if they win.
Exactly. Hopefully that'll change if they get control, gain control back.
Yeah, amen. I agree. What's your first name?
My name is Cal.
Cal, hey, thanks for calling in. It's a great point and a great idea. We hope that Republicans find their backbone when they win in the midterms.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hey, have a great rest of your day. I'm going to jump to a break, and then I'll be right back with final thoughts on WSAU Feedback. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I got to take one more call. John, are you there?
Yes, Dan.
Hey, I want to take your last call of the morning. What do you got for me, real quick?
Well, just some thoughts in regards to the election process. I noticed during the primaries, and my small township, Anchor's only 700 registered voters. And last year, they started pushing the paper ballot computer counter.
Oh, I'm so sorry, John. I lost you. I'm looking at the clock, and I unfortunately, I hope you can call back next week when you got a better connection. I, unfortunately, am going to be, not unfortunately for you, of course. Unfortunately, not unfortunately for me. Fortunately for me, I'm going to be on vacation tomorrow and Monday. So I will return on Tuesday, of course, to take your calls, and I want to share on Feedback on Tuesday, by popular demand, our friend Franco, a frequent caller and listener to the program, had requested, we had a conversation yesterday about Eric Toney, who's the candidate for Wisconsin Attorney General. He will be joining me on Feedback on Tuesday. So we'll chat about some of the concerns that I had expressed during the primary race, and would love to have you tune in and hear for yourself his response to some of the concerns that we had during the course of the primary. Looking at the clock, just want to quickly say I am involved in an organization called Get Involved Wisconsin. Hey, go figure. And we're having a Constitution Day event on Saturday, September 17th. For more information, go out to getinvolvedwi.com. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly is joining us, United States Senator Ron Johnson, Congressman Tom Tiffany will be joining us, and talk show host Vicki McKenna will also be joining us, and then yours truly, and there'll be a number of other speakers. Constitution Day, go out to getinvolvedwi.com to get your tickets today. Would love to see you there. I got a boogie. God bless. I'll talk with you again on Tuesday.